Welcome to KingScottRadioTV.com. I'm your host, Kevin T. Scott, and boy, do we have a show for you. We're going to educate and have a good conversation about the things that help us get through this life expectancy. I have a new author that we're going to be introducing in just a moment. And ladies and gentlemen, I would ask you to tune in and listen up because this information is very, very important. Ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce Jamila to you? And we're going to let her say a little few things about herself and what she's been doing. And then we're going to lead into this information referencing her new book. Jamila?
Hi, Kevin. Thank you so much. I am Jamila Sabir Calloway, author of Alzheimer's and Dementia Caregiver Guide, a simple guide to manage overwhelm, address sundowning, ease financial stress, find support, and develop an effective self-care system that works. I am an author, obviously. I am an energy healer and an intuit. I also am a Reiki master. Back in the day, people used to say that was laying on hands. It's just using my energy to heal others, and I love this work. I'm also a photographer and a spiritual life coach. I love inspiring people's personal joy, healing, and positive change. So, being a personal champion of personal and spiritual development, I entered this arena of the Alzheimer's and dementia caregiver by taking care of my mother for the last 6 years of her life. She had the Alzheimer's, she had dementia and Alzheimer's. And it was a very trying time, but the most rewarding time of my life. So I wrote this book so that I could reflect back on those things and to also help people that are also in this situation. In addition to writing this book and also my practice as a spiritual life coach, I am a board member of Charles House Elder Care. It's an elder care center here in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, where I reside. And it's where my mother attended. And so to continue this work and the supporting those people that have Alzheimer's and dementia, I am a proud member of their board.
Wow, that is fantastic.
Well, last but not least, I'm a mother and a grandmother, okay? I have to put stars behind that, the mother and the grandmother piece.
Okay, wow. I'm going to pivot for a moment and ask you a little bit about your photography before we get into the dynamics of the book. What type of photography do you shoot?
I love Mother Nature. And I normally shoot things that are in nature, animals, plant life. I really shoot anything and everything. But I don't do a lot of portrait work. That's a realm that I'm exploring now. I'm getting better and better at it. But the things in the past that I have produced, I've produced calendars and things of that sort, have all been around Mother Nature and with the colors and you never run out of beautiful things to shoot. But that's what my photography is, the realm that I'm in as it relates to my photography.
Okay, well, we're going to take a little quick musical break and then we're going to come back with some more questions referencing your work. We'll be right back at you. ¶¶ So we're back, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to ask Jamila just a couple of questions about her plight in the ambition with this particular book. Now, Jamila, I would think that our audience would like to know, what would you like for your readers to get from this type of book?
You know, Kevin, I wrote this book as a guide for people who are on this caregiver journey, taking care of someone, a loved one, with Alzheimer's and dementia. I want this book to be a companion to them. I want it to be a resource, a helpmate. There are so many twists and turns on this journey, and it's written from the perspective of someone who knows what it's like. It's a club that not a lot of people belong to, and a lot of people would not understand. But this book will give you resources. It will emotionally support you as well. I devote a whole chapter on guilt, for example. It also lists resources in terms of the symptoms that your loved one might be having. You can go to this book and find out, well, this is going on. I wonder how I can best serve my loved one, or what can I do for myself in this moment, because it's also filled with a lot of self-care kinds of things along your journey, because we have to take care of ourselves as well. So I hope this book is a helpmate, not only give you skills, help you develop your skills as it relates to being a caregiver for your loved one, making that journey easy, but also helping you take care of yourself along the way.
So I would think the audience would want you to talk a little bit more about the guilt aspect, because for someone taking a journey like this, you wouldn't think that they would feel necessarily guilty. So could you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yes. A lot of times, some of the symptoms from the loved one with dementia are from left field, and you don't understand what is going on. All of a sudden, the person is acting extremely erratic, or they might forget things, or they might even act out of their character. And in terms of handling that, a lot of times it just is extremely exhausting. And I found myself feeling guilty for being tired of the journey. I found myself being guilty because I needed a break. I needed rest. I felt guilty. A girlfriend told me, you know, I'll come and watch Mom. You go away for the weekend. I feel guilty, even though I knew that I needed the help. You do feel guilty. It's a part of this journey that comes up a lot with caregivers. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. It's very specific as to the emotional, because that's what you're talking about, the emotions
yes.
involved in trying to take care of your mother.
Yeah.
It could be your father. It could be an aunt. It could be anyone. But I think the emotional pull that I need to step away to re-energize myself is important for your audience to know. And just to belabor the point, you are a new author. So this is like your first rodeo. And I think the book offers some facts that are pertinent to the overall growth of life, because this is a part of life. So I like to compliment you on your stride. And I know that this book is going to be the bestseller that it's meant to be because of what you put in it to make it rock it up to where our lives actually go. So we're going to take another musical break, and we'll be right back with some more questions. This is KingScottRadioTV.com. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Sneak a Peek by Eugene Groove. And this particular melody expresses joy, pain, suffering, and then more joy. Listen in. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. The next question that we have for our new author, Jamila, is she's going to give you a synopsis of her introduction to give you a taste of what's inside the book, and you can begin to feel warm and fuzzy with the knowledge that we're getting. Jamila, go forward.
Thank you. Alzheimer's and Dementia Caregiver Guide. I am the author, Jamila Sabir Calloway. Introduction. In the span of 6 profound years, I became my mother's caregiver as dementia gradually took hold of her. Each day, I held her fragile world together, guiding her through the fragments of her fading memories, offering her the solace of a fading light in the twilight of her mind. This is a story of love, resilience, and the relentless battle against Alzheimer's and dementia. This journey reshaped my very being and taught me the depths of human connection. Despite the challenges, I learned to create meaningful moments with my mother, embracing simple joys like walks in the park, and listening to her favorite music, which was jazz, by the way. Through unwavering dedication, I discovered that even amidst dementia, there are precious opportunities for connection and joy. My journey taught me the importance of patience, compassion, and creating a safe environment. It was a path marked by love, laughter, and cherished moments. The diagnosis of dementia initially brought overwhelming emotions, sadness, denial, fear, and guilt. Yet amidst these feelings, I recognized the importance of self-care. Statistics highlight the toll caregiving can take on an individual, underscoring the importance of prioritizing one's well-being. Navigating the challenges of dementia care requires acquiring new skills, from effective communication techniques to assessing community resources. Learning to communicate with a loved one who has dementia can be daunting, but it's a skill that can significantly ease the caregiving journey. Understanding their needs and adapting communication strategies can improve the quality of interactions and strengthen the bond between caregiver and loved one. Furthermore, finding resources in the community can provide much needed support for both the person with dementia and the caregiver. From support groups to respite care services These resources offer invaluable assistance and relief. By tapping into community resources, caregivers can alleviate some of the burdens and find guidance from others who understand their journey. In my book, Alzheimer's and Dementia Caregiver Guide, I offer a comprehensive resource that blends practical knowledge with emotional support. With a person-centered approach, I provide insights from my own caregiving journey, offering empathy and understanding. This book aims to empower caregivers with actionable strategies, emphasizing significance, the great significance of self-care. By sharing my experiences, I hope to foster empathy and strengthen the bond between caregivers and their loved ones. As you navigate the complexities of dementia care, remember that you are not alone. Together, we will find moments of happiness, strength, and connection. Through learning new skills and assessing and accessing community resources, we can ease the challenges and enrich the caregiving journey for both the caregiver and the person with dementia.
That is so sensitive. I applaud you once again. It is a diagram to heal. I am just truly amazed at the way that you characterize the words in that introduction. And I really think that people are going to feel the sensitivity there. We're going to take another musical break, and we'll be right back with our new author, Jamila. So we're back with Jamila, our new author of this book that is so captivating in her description. So, Jamila, can you talk to us about how this book can be purchased? And then we want to also talk about some reviews that we're going to be asking the audience to supply for us. So tell us a little bit about how this book can be purchased.
Sure. This book is available on Amazon in both paperback and ebook format. So just go to Amazon and it will come up. Our mission is to make this simple guidance for caregivers available to everyone. You know, those people who are caregiving for their loved ones with Alzheimer's and dementia. We want this book to be accessible to everyone. And everything we do stems from that mission. The only way for us to accomplish that, of course, is by reaching, well, like everyone. So spread the word. It is very important for us to get this, to do a broad reach with this book, because it's so empowering and so helpful to people that are on this journey. What I will say is leaving a review is a big way to reach more people. A lot of times when people are scrolling on Amazon, you know, they'll look at a book and then they'll read the reviews. And the more reviews that are there, you know, the more likely they will lean into making the purchase and helping themselves. And so I implore you to get your copy and to consider leaving a review.
So
very, very helpful.
In the reviews, you've gotten a few already. And what are you sensing in terms of the value of what you have written? What are you sensing with some of the reviews that you've already received?
Well, I've gotten all 5-star reviews at this point, and everyone is saying they love the simplicity, and they also love they love the simplicity of the language. It's not a technical book in terms of, you know, using a lot of big words over your head and you don't understand what people say. I break down the disease. I break down the symptoms. I break down the solutions. I break down the tools that you can use, the resources, in plain English. And my feedback so far is that people are really enjoying it because it's an easy read, even though it is a complicated subject matter. Also, I've gotten feedback from people who are in the caregiving, on a caregiving journey, and they're saying how much this helped them, how this really assisted them in understanding what was going on with their loved ones. Because I have a whole section there on seeing the disease from the vantage point of the person with the disease. I mean, we're caregiving them, but they're the ones with the disease. So all of those aspects are being mentioned in the reviews, and everyone is enjoying the way that the book is easily accessible. Whatever they're looking up, they can find it. And they love the simplicity of the language.
Now, we're going to do more interviews like this one. We're actually going to talk more in depth about the particular chapters. But my understanding through our previous conversations off the air, you're actually giving away free books. Is that correct?
I have given away some free books. I have. This is prior to the launch. This is prior to the launch. If you go out on Kindle right now, and you know this is mid June, and this is mid June. If you go out on Kindle right now, for the next couple of weeks, the Kindle will, I think it's 99 cents that you can download the Kindle. That's the ebook version. And if you don't have a Kindle, the Kindle app itself, where you can read the book, is free. It's a free download. No hidden cost. You just download the Kindle and you can get the book there for 99 cents.
So, Jamila, let's make sure we clarify a couple of things. In the sense of an ebook versus a hard copy, some of us don't know what an ebook is, and some of us don't know. We know about the hard copy, but that's what we're accustomed to. So can you get into a bit about what an ebook is and how you can do that for us senior citizens?
I can. Yeah. It's something that Amazon, it's called Kindle. It's something that Amazon offers, and it's an app that you can get on your phone or on your iPad, people that have that, or even your computer, and you can read the book on your phone or read the book from your iPad or read the book from your computer versus having the paperback version in your hand, a real book. It's just something that people are doing nowadays, and this book comes in that format because of that. I know a lot of people are accessing books now on the Kindle, on their ebook devices. And so I wanted to make that format available to people, as well as buying the book. You can buy the book and have the book in your library. I personally like to hold the book in my hand.
Yes.
I'm not. Now the reason I like the Kindle is because I can quickly go to something on my phone if I don't have the book with me. I have always have access to the book. You know what I mean? On my phone. But both formats are available on Amazon.
Well, we're going to let people know that this journey that you have taken on is not about money. It's about educating the public on something that is sneaky. Dementia is sneaky, and so is Alzheimer's. It's very sneaky. You have to begin to recognize the signs of forgetfulness and things of that nature. And then once you recognize it, you're in awe and shock. So it sort of creeps up on you, and then it overtakes you, and then you find out the complexities of both of those subject matters. So I think you've done an excellent job at pointing this out, and in our other interviews that's going to be coming up, we're going to be a little bit more detailed about what is going on. So I would ask you now if you can just give us your overall thoughts with the people that you've communicated with and how you feel about your book being a new author.
I feel really good about it. And I feel good about it because of the feedback that I'm getting. I just launched this book less than a couple of weeks ago. And before I launched the book, like when you were saying, you know, I was giving people free copies, I was giving them free because I wanted honest feedback, you know, from people who are already caregiving. And all of the feedback that I've gotten so far has been very, very positive. I mean, I was shocked at how positive it is, and I'm so grateful for that. And I think the reason that it's positive is because it's very comprehensive, but it's so easy to read. It's a quick read. It's a resource that you can continue to go back to time and time again as things evolve. And if you're on a caregiving journey, you know that things will evolve. So it's a companion by your side, and I am really, I'm really pleased with the feedback that I'm getting from people. It is really making a difference, and that's why I wrote the book. It's really making a difference in people's lives, and I'm so grateful for that.
Well, we're going to say thank you for now. We're going to continue on this journey, and we thank you for taking the time to elaborate on this most difficult task. And we are very, very proud of you. And we hope that soon we'll be back on the air talking in more detail about the book. So if you can just give them, our audience, your name again, and however way that you want to close out this particular interview.
Well, thank you. I'm Jamila Sabir Calloway, author of Alzheimer's and Dementia Caregiver Guide. And I implore you to pick up a copy for yourself or for someone you know.
Her throat's a little dry right now. She's been on the air for about 30 minutes, so we're just going to count that as the joy cough. Thank you. This has been another broadcast by KingScottRadioTV.com. I've been your host, Kevin T. Scott, and we look forward to interviewing Jamila again about this book, Alzheimer's and Dementias, A Guide. Ladies and gentlemen, pick this book up, read it, and forge yourself into what we would consider unfortunate future, but with guidance, we can make it through all. King Scott, RadioTV.com.